advisement. And court will proceed to the third case of the day, United States v. Arnold. Mr. Anderson.
May it please the Court, I'm Kent Anderson with the Federal Defender's Office of the Central District of Illinois, representing the appellant Jeffrey Arnold. In this case, Mr. Arnold pled guilty to transporting child pornography and also stipulated to two other offenses, attempting to use the Internet to entice a 15-year-old to have sex with him and possession of child pornography. He was then sentenced to the statutory maximum term of 20 years in prison. Fortunately, in this case, the sentence is unreasonable in light of Mr. Arnold's circumstances. Mr. Arnold had post-traumatic stress disorder from being molested as a 9-year-old child, and this was then exacerbated by his experiences in Iraq, which were rather traumatic, even though he did serve with distinction as the number one soldier in his company and performed acts of heroism, but he also saw some rather horrific things and lost at least one friend. It affected him greatly. Unfortunately, probably due to his original post-traumatic stress disorder being from molestation, where many soldiers would have turned to drugs or alcohol to soothe the distress from the post-traumatic stress, he turned to risky and inappropriate sexual conduct, which was clearly wrong, but that's also certainly a mitigating factor, that motivation plus, you know, the acts of heroism and everything that he did perform. And in light of that, a sentence at the maximum possible sentence, which the judge imposed, was unreasonable in this case. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Mr. DeWald.
May it please the Court, Ronald DeWald on behalf of the United States. The district court sentence should be affirmed. The sentence was reasonable. There is no dispute that the district court properly calculated the guidelines. And the sentence imposed in this case was the statutory maximum, was the guideline sentence. And therefore, it's entitled to a presumption of reasonableness on review. The record shows that the district court considered all the 3553A factors in arriving in its decision, including the factors that defense counsel just talked about. It considered the fact that he had a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. It considered the fact of everything that happened to him in Iraq. But after considering those facts, as well as the facts of the case, and that the defendant reached into his private collection and sent images containing child pornography over the Internet to a person he believed to be a 12-year-old girl here in Chicago, as well as an actual 15-year-old girl from Oregon, and for the purposes of enticing them to have sex with him, that for considering all of that, it was not unreasonable for the court to conclude that this was such a serious offense that the key factor under 3553A was to protect the public from future crimes of this defendant. Therefore, the 240-month sentence imposed in this case was reasonable and appropriate, and we're asking this court to affirm that sentence. If there's any other questions, we rest in our brief. Thank you.
Mr. DeWald, the district judge questioned the length of sentence generally for child pornography. Is that correct?
The district court did talk about the length of sentence for child pornography. However, as in going through all the different factors, it concluded that particular factor of protection of the public was the necessary sentence in this case.
So you don't think that in any way suggested that he had imposed upon himself some limitation on his discretion?
No, Your Honor. He went through the factors. He weighed all the different factors involved in this case. He was not saying anything in particular about what presumption or what he was bound to do. He knew that the sentence was between 0 and 20 and under the statutory, under the United States Code, that the statutory sentence was between 0 and 20 years. And in calculating all the factors, as well as considering the guidelines, he arrived at that sentence of 240 months.
Now, the judge also found that the sentence would avoid unwarranted disparities among defendants with similar records. Was there a discussion about similarly situated or allegedly similarly situated individuals?
Only in as far as the analysis, as far as the deterrence of others. And they were talking about the different sentences and whether or not that lengthy sentence would deter others. And I suppose there could be some argument there that there was also the disparity sentence as well as from there. And it said that he didn't think that a lengthy sentence would deter others. But once again, after considering all the different factors, including the specific factor of protection of the public, it concluded that it was a reasonable sentence.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes, just briefly to answer the question Your Honor just posed, there was no discussion of a comparison with the facts of other cases on the record before the judge made that comment.
So the defense offered no cases for the purposes of comparison?
Only in the most vague sense of saying that Mr. Arnold is not as bad as many other people, which is true based on his experiences and why he committed the offense. But as far as getting down to specifics, no.
Well, our thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement. Court will